Before our scripture reading, I am going to say something about our choir, if I may. A few days ago, Tinka and I had the opportunity to celebrate in Orlando in the company of many of our parishioners when I was minister of First Orlando many years ago. And it so just happened that we started talking about music and choirs as we do. And my great moment was when I was able to say, I think I've served 19 churches for longer or shorter periods while since we arrived in America. And I said, and I just want to tell you all, we now have the best choir that I've had so far. And I didn't mind to say that, and Tinka fully agreed with me. We are so grateful and so proud, and I just felt I wanted to tell you how much we really appreciate what's being done by our choir and our fantastic organist. I don't think we can have a better match than we have here. Thank you so much to all of you for your extra hard work, even to just be here this evening. John 13, verses 33 through 36. Children, I am with you for only a short time longer. You are going to look high and low for me. But just as I told the Jews, I'm telling you, where I go, you are not able to come. Let me give you a new command. Love one another. In the same way I loved you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples, when they see the love you have for each other. Simon Peter asked, Master, just where are you going? Jesus answered, You can't now follow me where I'm going. You will follow later. Here ends our scripture reading. On Maundy, Thursday, we are participating in a time-honored Christian tradition of 2,000 years. Now, the word Maundy translates from the Latin word mandatum. And that is a reference to the tender moment when Jesus said to his followers, A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. So if Jesus left a last will and testament, this would be it. Already in the shadow of the cross, Jesus taught his followers a truth that would forever influence their lives and their relationships with one another and the rest of the world. Jesus said, Just as I loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. These words of Jesus are vitally important to our understanding of what being a Christian is all about. We need to return to them from time to time. They need to be foremost in our hearts and minds when we deal with one another. We must please understand in modern times, this is something like a driver's license that you should have with you whenever you move in a car. You should not attempt to drive the vehicle of your Christian life without it. Jesus says, I give you a new commandment. It's not a suggestion. It's not a recommendation. It's a commandment. He was actually declaring the presence of love similar to his love for his followers as a precondition for being a Christian. It's a sort of a litmus test. And what is a litmus test? It's a test that relies on the single indicator. That's what the dictionary says. By this, said Jesus, everyone will know that you are my followers. Brothers, sisters, you cannot fool anybody with calling yourself a Christian if the love coming from deep inside, rooted in our love for God and Jesus Christ, doesn't shine through. You cannot fool anybody by saying, I'm a Christian like you are. Then comes the moment then I must ask, am I just another voice speaking? Or am I driven by love, a love that will never, never let us go? It was just before the meal that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. By washing the feet of his followers, Jesus set an example of caring and love that became the basis for Christians to follow through the ages. We have difficulty with that. The idea, you know, that Jesus would kneel in front of you in real person and wash my feet, I would have responded like others responded. I was amazed to hear and could hardly believe my ears that the new Pope of the Catholic Church actually went into a prison on a day like today. I think it was today that he actually washed the feet of prisoners. Wow. There's a message there, stronger than any sermon that anybody could ever preach. And that happened the first time under protest from Peter. Jesus demonstrated what Christian leadership is all about. And the tools of the trade that Jesus used were a wash basin and a towel. And this is something that I'm sure many of you do not know. To this day, many ordained ministers wear the stole, signifying a towel around their shoulders. I was surprised when I heard it the first time that this is the actual meaning, reminding us that we are not greater than the Master. To be reminded of our high calling, not seeking to be rulers or to rule, but rather servants, serving one another. Many ministers who know this truth may share and understand what I say, that every time when I put this over my shoulders, I'm reminded, I know what my calling is. In the kingdom of God, the question is not who is the greatest, but rather who is willing to be the least after the example of Jesus. A church is measured not by its buildings, not by how many members it has, or how large its income is. The actual test for being a true church of Jesus is measured by its awareness of God's presence and to what extent it serves, obeys, and follows the example of Jesus Christ as Lord. Caring is the ultimate measure of a congregation's size. Long ago, I sort of understood that God's gifts were on shelves, one above the other, and that the taller we grow, in Christian character, the more easily we can reach God's gifts. But after almost a half century in the pulpit, I've discovered the opposite is true. I now know that God's gifts are on shelves, one beneath the other. It's not a question of growing taller, but of stooping lower, where God's gifts of love and spiritual maturity are to be found. And as we share communion here this evening, and it is shared across the globe by infant and elderly, rich and poor, black and white, family and stranger, east, west, north and south, we sustain and strengthen our union with Christ and with one another. And that's when we find new life, new hope, forgiveness. And that is the moment when your life and mine are touched and changed and made whole again. By this, everybody will know to whom you and I belong in faith. Amen.